The cost of the then Red Wing Stadium was reported at $400,000, paid for by the Wings' major league parent, the St. Louis Cardinals. And on May 2, 1929, despite steady rainfall, opening ceremonies went on. Rochester's George Kristoff skipped school to attend.
I walked about 2 miles. It was a rainy, drizzly day, so it wasn't the most comfortable day, but that was the least of my worries. I just so wanted to see that game, especially the opener. I sat through a drizzle all day long, sat out in the bleachers. I was soaked from head to foot. But my favorite pitcher, Larry Irvin, pitched that game and got beat 3-0. And of course, about 12 years old, I was even a little more brokenhearted then.
A parade with around 100 cars brought dignitaries into the stadium. Trolley cars dropped off thousands of fans. The club had even installed extra bleacher seating to make capacity about 19,000. The announced attendance that day, 14,885, the 12th highest opening crowd in Wing history. Kristoff remembers the stadium wasn't completely ready to play ball, but it was paradise compared to the team's previous home on Bay Street.
In fact, the paint on the fence, I don't think there were any signs in those days. It was strictly colored green. And one of the ball players banged into the right field fence and came away with a spot of green on his shoulder. You know, the day before they had finished it up to have it ready. Bay Street was strictly wood. You could get splinters in your behind. That's how old that was. Well, it was built in 1908. Bay Street, though, in a way, was really great, too. They didn't have a sound system, and whoever did the announcing would come along third base and first base and announce it with a megaphone.
Rochester's Mike Roman got out of school that day also, but didn't do it behind his dad's back, as Kristoff had.
You see, we had to show the teacher a half a dollar. That's how much it cost to get in the bleachers. So that same half a dollar would go all through the whole room because we didn't have no money in those days. And the teachers wanted you to go because they'd go themselves if the whole class went. You bring an excuse to your teacher on opening day, and they'd excuse you because it'd be like a legal holiday in Rochester on opening day.
Kids won't let a little thing like low funds stand in the way of enjoying baseball.
Policemen didn't bother us. It was more like the ushers and all that. They had to make it look good. But they used to help us get in at times. You see, I had my brothers. I was the youngest. They used to push me up and get on the fence. And one time I was on top of the fence and I jumped off and I fell right in the usher's arms practically. He kicked me in the pants and he threw me out. You see, it was the love for the game.
Roman says baseball used to be the topic of the town, especially round opening day in Rochester.
Baseball. Everybody talked baseball, baseball. Football was unknown, and basketball was just played in schools, like high schools and neighborhood games.
Mike Roman has been making Red Wings games and openers for 75 years, but doesn't need to sneak in anymore.
I got box seats now. You know, I've gone places since then. I'm looking forward. The only thing I'm afraid of is it's going to be cold. See, they're starting too early. Of course, they used to start a little later in the year. They used to start in May.
George Kristoff says making the 29 opener ranks right up there with his marriage, his children, and grandchildren. He still regularly researches Red Wings history at the library. He won't miss bidding his goodbye to Norton Street this year.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. Yeah, I wouldn't miss the last one at Red Wings Stadium for love or money.
Longtime Red Wings fans George Kristoff and Mike Roman.